OK， 来，人间的四种弟子 ，Do you know what is 四种弟子？就是我们说的比丘、比丘尼、优婆塞、优婆夷啊。So， 人间的四种弟子知道佛这一天要回来了。Yeah， so previously talk about the Buddha going to the Tathagata heaven to give teachings to the mother. So the Buddha is able to use his psychic power such that while he is there, others are not able to tell where he is. Yeah. So then after that, he unveiled that. Yeah. That means withdraw that psychic power. Then, okay, the rest can know. Yeah. So 大家都来集会，欢迎佛。按声论，声论。Yeah, so 声论 means the in a way we can say hierarchy, yeah, but it's about the seniority of the sangha. So, 比丘应该是比丘尼、比丘、比丘尼、优婆塞、优婆夷啊，这样子的次第见佛。So first the monks, then the nuns, then the laymen and laywomen. So 但是这个莲花色阿罗汉比丘尼他想先见到佛 so there's this bhikkhuni, this arahant who wants to see the Buddha first. So what happened? 就变现成转轮圣王的大威德境界 so because he wants to see the Buddha first, she wants to see the Buddha first, so she manifests as a wheel turning monarch. Yeah. So, 连比丘也要也让他so even so he jumped, she jumped queue, yeah, 让他一路跑到前面先见佛。见佛的时候他现出来这个面目拜佛。佛说不是你先见佛，是须菩提先见佛。So although she managed to jump queue and see the Buddha first, but the Buddha says, it is not you who first see the Buddha. Yeah, it's Shubhuti. Yeah, Shubhuti, yeah, in this sutra, in the Dhamma Sutra, is the interlocutor, the person who asks the question. So, very interesting. By right, this bhikkhuni managed to jump queue. Yeah, but the Buddha says, you are not the first to see the Buddha. So what does that mean? So the interesting thing here is this. 须菩提并没来。The truth is, Venerable 须菩提wasn't even present. Wasn't even present. Yeah. So 这时候他在灵鹫山思维。So he is at this Vulture's Peak. Over there, doing contemplation or reflecting, thinking. 今天大众去欢迎佛 Today, everybody, the great assembly all has gone to welcome the Buddha. 但是 but the Buddha has said, 见缘起即见法，见法即见佛。That he who sees dependent origination sees the Dharma. He who sees the Dharma sees the Buddha. 所以我应该见法。And hence, I should see the Dharma.于是他观一切法无常 yeah, So in this way Venerable Subhuti reflected and come to the conclusion. So in that case he should see the Dharma. Yeah. Can you imagine yourself doing that? Yeah. Today is just as you see this monk. But imagine if the Buddha is coming to town. Wow, are you going to say, I don't go and see? Yeah, I just see Dharma. Yeah. But this Venerable Subhuti has this kind of wisdom. So, as a result, what did he do? He contemplate on how all phenomena are impermanent. 观一切法无常。从这里悟入诸法毕竟空。And from this, enter into the we can say enter into the truth of how all phenomena is ultimately void, ultimately empty. Yeah, so 金刚经云, so in the Diamond Sutra it says, 如来者即诸法如意. Yeah, that as far as the Tathagata is concerned, is in resonance, yeah, with ultimate reality. 诸法如就是佛. Yeah, so that which is in conjunction with all phenomena is Tathagata. So 他在这里, you无常为门. So this 他 here, yeah, refers to who? Refers to Venerable Subhuti. What about him? He uses something as a door, but not our physical door. He used the teachings, the teaching on impermanence, using impermanence as a door to do what? To enter into 误入诸法如的境界. Yeah, so enter into the state of ultimate reality. 所以佛说, 不是你先见佛, 是须菩提先见佛. Yeah, hence the Buddha said, it is not you, here you referring to that Arahant, that Bhikkhuni, yeah, 不是你先见佛, 是须菩提先见佛. Yeah, so in a way, in our day-to-day life, we can also see this. It's just like, let's say, a father, mother. Yeah, let's say the father, mother teach the children certain values. Yeah, certain values. Then maybe some of the children, they're also very, how do I put it? Very thoughtful towards the parents. Yeah. So shower the parents with this, shower the parents with that, and so on. But imagine if the parent is an animal lover. Yeah. But then the children go and buy chicken rice, lah, duck rice. Then, except one child who never buy anything. Yeah. As far as the parent is concerned, the child who never buy anything, 最贴心了, right? Is closest to heart. Yeah, it's very similar in this sense. Yeah. But the difference is, worldly parent will have a distinction, and then maybe feel like, oh, this one is my favorite child or something. Yeah. But for the Buddha, no attachment involved. Yeah. But having said that, those disciples who connect with the Dharma, yeah, connect with the teachings that the Buddha has taught, it is these disciples who is closest to the Buddha, closest in that sense. So over here, when I see this this text, I don't know whether you all have this thought. How come the Arahant have this kind of wish to do? Because it's not ordinary, because here it says it is the Lianhua Se Arohan Bichuni. If it's just Lianhua Se Bichuni, then or Bichu or Bichuni doesn't matter. But if it's just a whirling, I can understand, you know, this person still have that kind of grasping and want to see the Buddha first, so jump queue. Arahant? Yeah. Never mind that it's a bhikkhuni. To me, that's irrelevant. Is that I'm more curious about why an Arahant would do this. So, 因为以前有过这种经验, 现在佛问须菩提. Yeah. So, this section here about the Buddha giving teachings in the heaven to the mother and then coming back, this is not directly part of the Diamond Sutra. Yeah, this happened before. So, my teacher is citing that in reference to this part of the text. Yeah. So, 现在佛问须菩提, now the Buddha asked Venerable Subhuti, yeah, ask him, 可以身相见如来不? Can you see the Buddha via the physical features? Yeah. Can that be done? 须菩提说, 不也世尊不可以身相得见如来，何以故？如来所说身相即非身相。Yeah, so Venerable Subhuti replied, No, world on that one. Yeah, that cannot be done. Yeah, you cannot see the Buddha via the physical features. And why? The Tathagata, yeah, Rulai, Tathagata actually referring to the Buddha, yeah, the welcome one, the well gone one. Rulai so so sen xiang. When the Buddha speak of the features, yeah, of the body or of the Tathagata, yeah, ji fei sen xiang, yeah, it's not what we usually grasp on as an inherent physical feature, yeah. The only physical feature there is that which is dependent arising. Yeah? Not inherent, not permanent. Oh. Insubstantial. So, 当然阿罗汉有这种智慧明白。Yeah? And of course, Arahants have this kind of wisdom to understand. And that is why I'm very curious. How come the other Arahant will do something like that? Of course, in that teachings we say, Shi Puti Jie Kong Di Yi. But does it mean that other Arahants still grasp onto the Buddhas? Yeah. So I have this bit of question mark. Yeah. So, 不是以身相而为佛的. Yeah. It is not that a person with such features can be deemed as the Buddha. 是成就了戒定慧解脱解脱之见. Yeah. 等无漏的功德. So, it is not through the physical features, or you have these features, then you are known as the Buddha, as an awakened one. Yeah. Earlier on, the Bhikkhuni Arahant, she also manifests in that way. But the wheel-turning monarch looks identical to a Buddha, yeah, but not termed Buddha, not termed awakened. Yeah. Because you are not awakened simply by the looks, you know. Otherwise, nowadays, you can go for cosmetic surgery. So far, nobody go for this kind. Yeah, they will change the eye, change the look to look like some Korean star. Yeah? How come nobody go and say, so how do you want to look? Buddha. Yeah, then come out the year long. then here, get one patch. Battery low. Anyone have a battery pack? Yeah. So, instead, by what is a person? Oh, thank you. By what is a person deemed to be awakened? It is through the five factors of supramundane qualities that a person is known. So what are they? So the supramundane, sila, samadhi, panya, then this one should be vimuti, and vimuti, moksha, visuddhi, yeah, moksha, visuddhi or something. Yeah. So liberation and the knowledge of liberation. Yeah. So these five, wu fen fa sen. So the five factors of supramundane dharma body. Yeah. Are you all familiar with this? Jie ding hui xie tuo xie tuo zhi jian. This is quite a standard term. Some of you may be familiar, maybe some are not so familiar. So the first three should be quite familiar, isn't it? Yeah. Jie ding hui, first three. Are you all familiar? Of course you are familiar, right? Not familiar, because you are a new student, huh? This one is the younger, I think, look around, that assuming your daughter gone from out behind. So sorry, you are still not the youngest, that one younger. This one is new, Cha Ban from NTU. Grandpa want her to learn Dharma. Or rather, grandpa asked, oh, she. No choice on this, Sifu, everything, brah. Yeah, 这个就是我的厉害。Yeah. 戒定慧解脱解脱之间。So, we also practice precepts, concentration and wisdom, isn't it? Yeah, we also practice it. But we only practice it. We are still cultivating it. Our precepts haven't reached maturity, haven't reached perfection yet. Our concentration, sometimes a bit better, sometimes not so good. Yeah. So, also have not reached maturity and perfection yet. Our wisdom, we have maybe some worldly wisdom. Supramundane wisdom, maybe in terms of wen shi xiu, knowledge, maybe partial, maybe complete, hard to say. Then understanding, yeah, the second level, contemplative wisdom, wen shi xiu, contemplative, the second level. Maybe sometimes we contemplate, sometimes we're lazy to contemplate, sometimes we contemplate wrongly somehow. Then you got wrong wisdom. Yeah. So maybe partial, maybe not so partial. And then cultivation wisdom, xiu hui, yeah, direct seeing. Yeah. Do we have direct seeing? Yeah, we have direct seeing of Taobao. Yeah, but for supramundane ultimate reality, not so much. So still considered 戒定慧, yeah, but not the 圆满的, yeah, not the complete one. Yeah. And so also not considered the 无漏的, yeah. So over here, 无漏的功德。为什么呢? Why? Because we are currently at the cultivation stage. Once you cultivate until you have attained arahanthood, then this also called 戒定慧, but your 戒定慧 is a fruit already. You are not just cultivating it. It has reached a point where it has power. 已经是功德了，就是已经成就了。成就什么意思？ So, 有了戒，我们 So initially when we are still cultivating 戒定慧, we are trying to do it. So sometimes we still fail. Yeah.But once you have succeeded, then your precepts is able to overcome the unwholesome behavior. Yeah. Your unwholesome habitual cannot arise. Then your think, concentration, the distracted mental states cannot arise. Yeah. Because your concentration has enough power. Yeah. When you want to focus on something, it focuses on something.Yeah, you want to enter jhana, you enter jhana. Want to enter first jhana, you enter first jhana. You want to enter, jump to third jhana, you can jump to third jhana. By then, yeah, you want to do that, you can. Then wisdom, when you have succeeded in your wisdom, then that wisdom is the one that can cut across defilements. Not that you are still learning. You can do that already. And if you can do all that, then you attain liberation, 解脱. So, 成就戒定慧then 解脱. So, one moment you are unenlightened, and then the three come to fruition, then the next moment you are liberated. One moment not liberated, the next moment liberated. And then the subsequent momentWhat happened? Oh, the next subsequent moment, arise the knowledge of your liberation. Yeah. In you, you will arise this knowledge. Whatever has to be done, has been done. There's no more shackling in this world. Yeah. The burden has been laid down. Yeah. So this 解脱, 解脱之间. In our monastery, these five terms is repeated so many times. Yeah.Because ultimately, all our cultivation leads to this. So here, 是成就戒定慧解脱解脱之间等无漏的功德. Yeah, so it is through the cultivation of an attainment, yeah, of these five supramundane factors. Yeah, Then what happened? 以智慧 为主，能够见到诸法如。Yeah. And it is what? It is mainly based on the wisdom. Yeah, to be able to see ultimate reality. Yeah, to see things as they are. Yeah. 与诸法如相应 and in resonance with ultimate reality. Yeah. 是名为佛 then you're considered to be Buddha, awakened. Oh. 正如大乘佛法说 yeah, so as is said in the Buddha Dharma found in the Mahayana tradition, yeah, 得一切种智名为佛 So to be known as a Buddha, it is to attain, to acquire all the forms of wisdom. Yeah, this meaning. 所以说如来所说身相即非身相 and hence the above statement. Yeah, that when the Buddha speak of the bodily features, yeah, it is not what we think of as bodily features. Yeah. So, 前面说修无相因得无相果 So, in the earlier paragraph or earlier chapters, there was this mention of different forms of cultivation. Then there's this, which is cultivating the cause of the signless state. Yeah, 无相 yeah, 得无相果 So, usually when we cultivate, is 有相 That means, can you remember the 有相跟无相Yeah, 有相即是有着 that's attachment. 无相 means non-attachment. Yeah, so usually our cultivation is 有相的啊，有我在持戒，有戒有我在持戒，然后我不去伤害众生，有众生可得，我不伤害他啊。If you say no sentient beings to be found, then no sentient beings, then I kill also no sentient beings kill. This is a wrong view. So now. We have to start off that way. Start off thinking, there's really a sentient being. Sentient being suffering. You go and poke the sentient being, ouch, ouch. Really, there's a sentient being suffering. You start off this way. Yeah. If you just jump straight and say, oh, no sentient beings. Our tendency is, no sentient beings, so I kill 10 or so, no sentient beings kill. You, 师父, you all say one, but 无众生可得, for us, we cannot just jump there. Once you jump there, immediately, all hell break loose. Yeah. So here, 无相因, 修无相因, it is, you also cultivate 戒定慧, but without attachment. Attachment to what? Attachment to the self, attachment to Dharma, yeah, to phenomena. Mm. That means no grasping onto anything whatsoever. Yeah. So with this as a cause, then you what do you get? You also get the fruit that is without attachment. So, 为什么佛有三十二相八十种好呢? Now, why is it that the Buddha has the 32 marks and 80 features? Yeah, yeah the minor features. So why is the reason? 实在得了三十二相八十种好 So, in reality, after obtaining all this, yeah, what happened? 不是决定那样子就是佛 It is not because of that.Then we say that is Buddha. 而是诸法如 but it is ultimate reality. Yeah. So, having attained ultimate reality, then is named as Buddha. 能见诸法如就是圣人 If you can see ultimate reality as they are, then you are known as an enlightened being. Yeah. 出过圣人是见诸法如 Yeah. So for the first stage enlightened one, yeah, 出过圣人 yeah, what happened?This first stage enlightenment is able to see ultimate reality. 出欢喜地的圣人也是见诸法如。So the first stage Bodhisattva also sees ultimate reality. 这即是后文所说。So this is what the later text. Yeah, this part of the text, 一切贤圣皆以无为法而有差别。So this is from the later text. Yeah.Inside the sutra, but later part.、Oh. So the later part, there's this verse. Yeah, all the virtuous and the enlightened, yeah, they differ as far as the unconditioned Dharma is concerned. Yeah, this is from later part. This will be reviewed or explained in more details. So, Shri put, Phổ Cao Shri Putti. So the Buddha says to Venerable Shri Putti, 凡所有相皆是虚妄，若见诸相非相，即见如来。This is a very famous verse. I think all of you, at least, okay, maybe some of you will be familiar. Are you all familiar? Maybe yes, maybe no. So, never mind. Now you stare at the screen. Stare. This, memorize it. 凡所有, anyway, you say, you must maybe move a bit. 凡所有相皆是虚妄，若见诸相非相，即见如来。Oh, then you go inside.Then every time when you say, you will move your head a bit. Yeah. 凡所有相皆是虚妄. So, yeah, this is a very powerful verse. Yeah. Whatsoever, all that has form, yeah, or has sign, yeah, that means, in other words, that is fabricated. Yeah. 皆是虚妄. Yeah. It is all what?Illusory, yeah, it is insubstantial and illusory. Yeah, 若见诸相非相, yeah. So if you are able to see that all the perception, all the things that you can perceive as features is in fact not what you perceive as features. It is in fact as above, insubstantial, yeah, and illusory.If you see that, yeah, you see, initially you see Zhou Ping sitting there. Then later you see, oh, actually, there's no permanent Zhou Ping sitting there. Yeah, actually, it's just an illusory Zhou Ping. Is it illusory? if you can see clearly that moment by moment, Zhou Ping is changing. Yeah, from the first day you know Zhou Ping until now, actually different already.Yeah, even moment by moment, Zhou Ping is changing. Yeah, that's. But the only thing that appears stagnant is the name. But even name can also give a different name. So everything is just in a constant state of flux. If you can see that, 若见诸相非相, this 若见诸相非相 is basically 见诸法如, yeah, seeing ultimate reality. Yeah, this part, 见诸相非相.Is basically seeing things as they are. Yeah. Hands off. 即见如来. So, actually this verse itself contains a lot of Dharma inside. Yeah. So, 须菩提回答这个问题之后. So, after Venerable Shri Putti has replied this question, 法会大众心想. So,Within the assembly, then they thought, 须菩提尊者说的话 yeah, 对不对呢、So because this is, the earlier statement was by Venerable Shri Putti, right? So my teacher is saying that within the assembly, everybody may have this question, Venerable Shri Putti said this, yeah, the above statements, yeah, but is that correct? So 佛要印证这句话 So the Buddha further state this to affirm what Venerable Shri Putti has said by saying this verse it is affirming that his earlier statement is correct So like for example maybe Zhou Ping ask Sifu or maybe Sifu ask a certain question then Zhou Ping answer then after that Sifu make another statement to affirm that. Yeah. If it's wrong, then maybe Shifu will say, maybe can think about it. yeah. But instead, if Shifu say, then have another statement that is in line with what he said. Then you know, okay, what Zhou Ping said is correct. So over here, this is what is happening. 佛告须菩提, 凡所有相皆是虚妄. So,What does this mean? 就是佛的身相三十二相八十种好也是不真实的也是不真实 So even the Buddha's features the 32 marks and so on yeah, this is not real yeah, not real in what sense? 什么是不真呢真实呢 哦，什么是真实呢？ What is real？ 不是由因缘有的。Yeah. So when we say something is real in Buddhism, then it must not be fabricated. So just now mentioned, all the things that is fabricated, yeah, is in fact is illusory, is insubstantial. Yeah. So here, 真, yeah, real reality must not be fabricated. Yeah. Must not be dependent on conditions. Yeah. 没有生灭变异的差别. Must not have the transient, yeah, changing difference. Yeah. 那是真实, that is reality. Yeah, that is real. So 若有因缘有的, yeah, but if it's instead dependent on conditions to exist, yeah. So this 因缘有啊, this 有 here means to exist. Yeah, this 有 means exist. Yeah. So 因缘有, dependent on condition to exist. Yeah. So if something is like that, then what happened? 都有生灭变化. Yeah. That which is dependent on conditions, what happened? Then it has arising and ceasing and changes. Yeah, it's subject to change. 有变化就不真实了. If it has changes, then it is not real. Yeah, then it's not real. So, so this is the meaning of this section. 凡所有相皆是虚妄. So, 前面说佛的身相是因缘有，毕竟空. So the earlier statement says that the Buddha's features, yeah, bodily features, is what? Dependent on conditions, it is ultimately empty, ultimately void. 现在说, 凡所有相皆是虚妄, yeah. So, 不只是佛的32相, 80种好. So, it's not just about what? Not just about the Buddha's 32 marks of the features and 80 minor marks, but 世间上的一切相. So, just now mentioned all phenomena. Yeah, you might be confused. How come 师父 just now said 凡所有相 is all phenomena? But here, my teacher further explained. It's actually including all the different phenomena that we can perceive, yeah. 山河大地等, yeah. So 山河大地 referring to all the external physical phenomena, yeah. The mountain, the river, the land, all the physical things, yeah. And including what? 人的身相, including the bodily, yeah, features that you can see, you can grasp, including what? 分别心, including this discriminating mind, yeah, 六道轮回, the six realms of samsara, yeah, 初世间的圣道, including the supramundane path, yeah, 这一切相都是虚妄的. So all this, yeah, are what? Insubstantial and illusory, yeah, 虚妄. So 即使 如佛32相80种好的身相, so even the 32 marks and 80 minor marks of the Buddha, yeah, so what happened? 佛灭度的时候也一样火化了. Yeah, so when the Buddha entered Parinibbana, then what happened? It is also cremated, yeah, and even that features is also gone. 可见32相也是虚妄. I think Buddhism is one of the few, if not only religion, where even the Buddha's body is not a sacred cow. It also brings up the teachings itself. That even the Buddha's body is also deemed in that same way. Yeah. And that's why the Buddha's teaching is known as Dharma. Yeah. Because it's a universal principle. No exceptions. Yeah, no exceptions. So, 这列应身, so this term is a special term in Buddhism. 列应身, yeah, also known as the 应化身. So, the Buddha is, in a later school, then we talk about the three bodies of the Buddha. So, 法身, then 报身, then 应化身. So, 列应身 is actually talking about 应化身. Yeah. So, this 列应身 or 应化身, here, why is it that there's a liye? This lei liye. So it's deemed in a way to be inferior. Yeah. Inferior compared to what? Compared to the Dhamma kaya, the Dhamma body. Yeah. And then it's also inferior compared to the bliss body. Yeah. So when the Buddha attained enlightenment, then there is the, in a way, the experience of bliss, nibbanic bliss. Yeah. So that is also termed as one of the body of the Buddha. That is superior compared to the manifestation body. What's the purpose of manifestation body? So it is said that the Buddha teach in a few ways. Towards the stage 8 onwards kind of bodhisattva, the very high levels bodhisattva, directly using fa shen. Directly using fa shen. For fan fu shu zi, like us, use what? Cannot use fa shen. Why cannot use fa shen? Sifu, why? Discrimination. Why? Yeah. Why cannot? Because we don't have the wisdom to see. For example, actually, there's another way of looking at fa shen. You look around, can you see the Buddha? Buddha's body? Can see or not? Oh, Buddha here. So at the principle level, we can say that you can actually, in concept at least, you look at all the things around you, including your own body. Is it impermanent? Is it subject to change? Is it subject to suffering? Is it no self? Is it empty in nature? So all phenomena embodies the Buddha Dhamma. So in that sense, all phenomena is part of the Dhammakaya. But we don't see it. Even after Sifu explained. Correct not? Before we hear about the explanation, we don't see it. After we hear about the explanation, conceptually we understand it or know it. But maybe when we are not in the Dhamma class, don't see it again. But even in the Dhamma class, just concept. We still don't connect directly. So the high level bodhisattvas is said to receive teachings via this body. So one way, there are some schools that look at this as literally there's a Buddha existing in this form that is teaching. But actually, I connect better with another level, which is for the high level bodhisattvas, even when they're walking along Orchard Road, they see Dhamma everywhere. So constantly, everything that's happening is Dhamma teaching to them. Because they see anicca, dukkha, anatta, sunyata, everything they see. So they're constantly within Dhamma. So the Buddha, whether there's physically a Buddha, that looks like a Buddha giving teachings, and then everybody pay respect, this is a Buddha or not, Buddha never left to those bodhisattvas at a high level. So, su nipan kata, su nipan karu. But for us, unenlightened beings, we cannot connect at that level. If you can connect at that level, then you are at the Pachika Buddha level. Why? Because even that when there's no Buddha, you can see, you reach a level of maturity, even there's no Buddha teaching, you can see it already. So you can attain enlightenment yourself. But for unenlightened beings, we usually need what? We need a Buddha to appear, then give teachings, and then we must quiet practice. then occasionally we practice, then we can see. Then after Dhamma class, party, forget again. So, So, 山河大地人的身相分别心六道轮回出世间的身, okay, all these are then what happened? So the 脸应身, 就是为了度化我们凡夫才实现的, as mentioned, 也是因缘有, 没有因缘时, 就火化了。So that body is for what? For people like us. We need to see someone who are very steady, who are walk like this, like that, then talk like this, like that, then who are very majestic, very charismatic, then you, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, okay. Then maybe we learn a bit. Then if that person go toilet, then forget about it. Oh, yeah. Then one time you see that person dig the nose, wow, no more respect. Then we're so easily affected. Yeah. And we always discriminate the wrong thing. Yeah. Or let's say not me lah, maybe some sifu, or maybe somebody speak halfway, then maybe maybe read the Chinese character read wrongly, then so cannot. We have this tendency. Always miss the point. Important point is a dharma. Don't want to keep on picking on the have this tendency. So that's why Buddha have to manifest that. And that manifestation body, due to conditions. When there are conditions, what conditions? When there are sentient beings in need of this kind of conditions, then that the Buddha arise and appear in that way. No more conditions, then that body is cremated also. Yeah. So, 若是佛为度法身菩萨, so just now mentioned. You know. So, what happened? 则会现出更殊胜无量功德庄严的圣应身. So earlier is the 莲应身, is the one that we talk about, physical body one. So this one is 圣应身. So this is a superior one. Yeah, superior one. 也即是唯识经论所说的他受用身. Yeah, so this is another manifest, in a way, another level. For what? For others to use, not for the Buddha himself. So 修学成就的圣人, 正得法身. So those who have reached enlightenment, stage 10 confirm, have attained to the Dhammakaya, as I described earlier. Yeah, 经上称为义生生. Yeah, so this 义生生 is referring to what? Yeah, so it's referring to mind manifested body. Yeah, ours is, in a way, mind also, but ours is karma manifested. Yeah, due to karma, then you appear like that. In a way, like not no choice. Then 义生生 is they using their mind, they manifest. Yeah, 也名为法性生生. So also named as the body arising from the Dharma principle of or the ultimate reality in a way. So 渐渐把三界内一切烦恼完全消除了. So those at that level, then gradually. Eradicate all the defilements within the three realms. So 不再有三界有漏的臭皮囊. So what happened? For us, our body is what? Through our karma. Yeah, through our karma. And our karma is driven by defilements. So our attachment, our grasping to sensual desire. So we get reborn in sensual realm. Then if we manage to meditate a bit, yeah, and then attain jhana, then we have attachment to that jhanic bliss. So with that as a basis, we get reborn in the form world. Then if we can cultivate up to formless realm, we get reborn there. So, but all this cultivation is still with attachment. So with that kind of attachment and grasping, then we get reborn with the respective existence. Here, 渐渐把三界内一切烦恼完全消除了. So gradually, the cultivator eradicate all the defilements related to the sensual desire realm, 欲界、色界、无色界. Yeah, then sensual desire realm, form realm, and formless realm. Yeah, eradicated. What happens when you eradicate the defilements related to these three categories? Then you don't arise in relation to these categories anymore. Because you don't connect with them anymore. Yeah. Remember I used the analogy of a library? Yeah. National Library have a lot of books, ma? Correct or not? But when you all go in, do you all go and read the any Blighton books? Yeah, I mean, not that any Blighton book is bad, but if you don't connect with it, it's as good as non-existence. Yeah, you don't connect with it, you don't open the book, you don't read. Right? Maybe for your Sifu, we go to the library, we go and read, about the Dalai Lama's teaching on the Four Noble Truths. Yeah. Huh? When you go to the library, you only read books by the Dalai Lama, you read books on philosophy, on Buddhism. Yeah, correct or not? You must answer truthfully in front of Buddha. I don't know. So, let me see. So, eventually, once you have eradicated the defilements related to the three realms, then this physical body no longer arise. So, Pati Pusa Yisang, the stage 8, yeah, just mentioned 8, 9, 10, stage 8 and above, what happened? 能得到这个身体. What kind of body? Another existence. Not confined to the three realms. Yeah. 回小向大的阿罗汉. Yeah, so those arahants who have abandoned the self-liberation and go towards from the minor path to the greater path. Yeah. What happened? That means, in other words, they have evoked bodhicitta. Then what happened? 也能得到. Then they can also obtain. Yeah. 人间的肉眼, 天上的天眼, 都不能见到这个法身. Yeah. So, the bodily eye, yeah, of human realm and even the heavenly realm cannot see this body. Yeah. 但那还不是佛. But even the Bodhisattvas with the Dhammakaya is still not considered Buddha. 而功德还没圆满的圣人. So those enlightened beings where their cultivation has not reached completion. 也还要见佛闻法. Still need to see the Buddha to listen to the teachings. Yeah. Continue their learning and practice. 继续学习, 佛为度化这些人所现的身体是圣应身. Yeah, so those enlightened beings, yeah, the Buddha teaches them through this body. 就不是我们 人间见到的三十二相或老比丘相了. Yeah, so it's no longer that physical form that we are talking about. But as far as I understand, is what I described. Those at a high level, even 一草一叶, 都是佛法. Yeah. The bus pass by, oh, they hear, Doppler effect. They observe, anicca, dukkha, anatta, sunyata. Yeah. For us, 超死了. For us, I want to cultivate. Then next door. Huh? Ahui, Simitaiji. HDB. Those who are high level. Anicca. Ahui, So, 但是, I cannot continue. It's already 4:46. So sorry, we have to again Korean drama stop here. So yeah, this is page 49. Okay. Dun 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 dun. Okay. We learn this, so you can ask yourself. In the teachings, it says, "Fan suo you xiang jie shi xu wang, ruo jian zu xiang fei xiang ji jian ru lai." Yeah. So on a day-to-day basis, we can ask ourselves. So the zu xiang, in the some of the earlier translation, they actually use zu xiang. Yeah. So whatever you perceive. Yeah. Whatever you perceive, don't be so quick to think it's really what is not that. Mm. We have a tendency, what I perceive is it is ma, I see it ma, sifu. After we learn this, maybe we can take a step back. Yeah. Go and reflect. What do I really see? I perceive. What did I really perceive? Do I really perceive reality? Yeah. Or am I perceiving based on my grasping? Yeah, my attachment. Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao. Yuan de zhi hui zhen ming liao. Pu yuan zui zhang xi xiao chu. Shi shi chang xing pu sa dao. 阿弥陀佛，起立。